In just a minute, Corey announces the next selection in the Wait, Wait Book Club. It's Rhyme and Punishment. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, the community organization Acorn.
Yes.
Long a bete noire to the American right, got in real trouble this week when video was released showing them giving advice on how to get housing and hide income to two people who said they were what?
What really bothers me about Acorn is they don't seem to know what a pimp and a hoe look like.
Apparently. But it was, you're right, it was a pimp and a prostitute. If you're, now listen, if you are Acorn, the big community organizers, and you know that the entire vast right-wing conspiracy is out to get you, you'd figure you'd give your staff a warning. Look, guys, if two pasty white kids come in dressed like Superfly and his number one girl, and they keep pointing their purses at you and asking you to speak up a bit, ixnay on the money laundering, eh? Okay?
But the pimp guy wasn't dressed like Superfly. He had on a blue blazer with his aunt's fur coat over it.
Don't all pimps wear fur coats over blazers? I could have sworn.
Not where I come from.
I could have sworn I saw that in a...
He's from the mean streets of, you know, Brooks Brothers.
Apparently. Yeah.
Right.
But no, the video, widely shown on Fox News and right-wing blogs, shows Acorn employees advising the couple to hide their illicit income. Acorn has fired the employees in the video. They've taken measures to help staffers identify future pimps and prostitutes. There's now at Acorn a pimp alert level, in effect. It starts at purple. It goes up to leopard print. And they sent a company-wide missive: if the supposed prostitute's bling includes a little purity ring, call a supervisor.
It's a velour alert.
Mo, it's Fashion Week in New York. All the big designers and clothing companies, they put on gala runway shows to introduce their new lines. And among them this year, for the first time, is what wardrobe merchandising powerhouse?
Oh, my gosh. This has got to be something humorous.
Nah, not so much.
There's a blurb for our show. Wait, don't tell me. This has got to be something humorous. Mo Rocca, thank you.
No, it is... Oh, gosh. You had to give me a clue.
Well, it's sort of like from infomercials on late night to the runway.
Oh, okay. Is it the Snuggie?
It is the Snuggie.
The Snuggie.
Okay, okay. That's right. That blanket with arms, ubiquitous on late night cable TV, has come to the fashion capital. Yes, they put on a whole glamorous fashion show.
How did they walk down the runway?
Well, they walked down the runway in the classic model look. They look like, of course, they were wearing fleece straight jackets because...
Well, it's more like a cowl and a monk's. It's a very Da Vinci Code.
It is, yeah. In addition, by the way, to the models wearing the Snuggies, the show also showed off children wearing them and dogs. Oh. Apparently, we're not the only species with no shame. By the way, and this is true, the Snuggies' huge success has inspired a raft of imitators, including something called the Slanket, which to me sounds more like a model who sleeps around.
What is a slanket?
A slanket's like a Snuggie.
A blanket slash.
Is it like snake skin?
I don't know. Maybe that's a good idea.
The skanket is split up the
skanket.
Side.
Yeah, exactly.
The
skanket. It's what the fake prostitute's going to Acorn wear. Here, put on your skanket and we'll fool them. Slank it, I want to say.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts.